Chapter 66. Both physical and mental fatigue were beginning to weigh on Pitt after 2 hours of running at high speed at night. They had traveled past the center of the Sea of Marmara, where they encountered larger swells that sent the bullet airborne every few seconds. In the rear seat, Laszlo had finally calmed his stomach but had grown sore from the ceaseless pounding on the submersible's hull. Their hopes were lifted when they picked up the radio traffic from the Coast Guard patrol boat on the International Distress Channel. "I think I heard them call the Dian," Giordino said, dialing up the volume on the VHF radio to hear over the roar of the bullet's engines. They listened closely over the next few minutes as the repeated calls to the Dian went unanswered. Then the radio fell silent altogether. A few minutes later, Giordino spotted a small white flash on the horizon.
"Did you see that?" he asked Pitt.
"I caught glimpse of a flash dead ahead.
It looked like a fireball to me."
"An explosion?" Laszlo asked, craning his neck forward.
"Is it the tanker?"
"No, I don't think so," Pitt replied. "It didn't appear that large, but we're too far away to know for sure."
"It could be upward of 10 miles away," Giordino agreed. He gazed at the navigation screen, eyeing the entrance to the Bosphorus near the top of its digital map.
"That would put them pretty close to Istanbul." "Which means we're still about 15 minutes behind," Pitt said. The cabin fell silent in conjunction with the radio. Pitt, like the others, could only assume that the Turkish authorities had failed to stop the tanker. It might well be up to them to avert a catastrophic explosion that could kill tens of thousands. But what could 3 men in a submersible possibly hope to do? Pitt shook the thought from his mind as he tapped the throttle levers, ensuring that they were fully against their stops, as he sighted a direct path toward the burning lights of Istanbul.